President and Lord, this is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. What I want to talk about today is what the Lord Jesus Christ has brought for mankind that separates him from all other religious founders. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I'm going to try to describe to you, like a salesperson, I'm going to try to describe to you what you will gain when you come to Jesus. What you will enjoy when you come to Jesus. Because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Praise the Lord. I'll start first from the book of Mark chapter 16. To make you to see what the Lord Jesus Christ has brought for you and for mankind, for everyone that will come to him. You may have your own religion, like you said, but I want you to consider this. Consider this very closely, because if the founder of your religion is dead and buried, it cannot help you. He cannot help you. But the one that lives forever and is still alive today is the only one that can save, and save you not only for the hereafter, but he can save you right here on earth while you are still living. The Lord Jesus Christ, he gave that promise. He said, if anyone whosoever has forsaken land or forsaken families or forsaken houses, he said that because of the kingdom of God, he said they will receive manifold more in this world. And in the end, they will receive, in the life to come, they will receive eternal life. So that means he has a promise of good things here on earth and of the future of eternal life for you. He said, but there may be persecution when you follow Jesus Christ. He said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, you that is listening to me can be of a church religion also, where you think you say perhaps you are really following Jesus, but you're going to have to check what the scripture says, what does the Bible says, and how are you following Jesus? Because when some people were listening to the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem in those days, and he saw that they were believing, he told them, he said that you are my disciples if you continue in my word. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you've got to know the truth, the real truth, so that you can be free from all fear, from all bondages. For Jesus Christ has come to set mankind free, and that is what I want to point out to you today. What has the Lord Jesus Christ brought for mankind? He has come to set mankind free. The first thing is, what is he going to set us free from? In fact, let me give you an example. I'll read it to you from the gospel here. When the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned this to the Jews in those days, that if they continue in his word, then are they his disciples indeed, and they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. They actually argued and said, well, we have never been in bondage. Why do you say we are going to be made free? And he told them, he said, anyone that commits sin is a slave to sin. He said, but if the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So the first freedom you need is not the fact that you live in a country that is free. The freedom that you really need is the freedom from sin. Take, for example, you that is bound to smoking cigarettes. Are you in freedom? Are you free? You are not free if you are bound to cigarette, which means that cigarette, that stick is controlling your life. You cannot stop it by yourself. You may say you started it by your own will, but you couldn't stop it by your own will. That means you are not free. So freedom from sin is the freedom that is the most important thing. You that is listening to me, maybe you are addicted to drugs, or you that is listening to me, you are addicted to the lust after money, or you that is listening to me, you are addicted to power. You long to have power over people, or you are a ruler of a tribe or a ruler of a country, you are grabbing on that power. It's an addiction to power. You want to control men, you want to control people. It's the form of addiction also. Or you have not even gotten it yet, but you are craving to get it. You step on heads, step on toes just to grab that power. It's a form of addiction. You are not free. Something is driving you. That is what he's talking about here. And everything that is driving you, that is sin or a sinful nature, is making you a slave of itself. And if you go to the root of that thing, it's an evil spirit that is controlling that. You that is listening to me, maybe you are homosexual and you think you are created like that. You are not created like that. There's a spirit that has already taken hold of you, an evil spirit that has already taken hold of you, that is driving you into that bad habit. Or maybe you that is listening to me, you are already a womanizer. Your eyes cannot pass any woman, anything in skirts. You want to chase her down. You are addicted to ungodliness, to sexual immorality. All of those addictions, all of those things that are controlling your life are making you slave, and you are a slave to sin. And Jesus Christ told the Jews on that, he said, anyone that is still committing sin is a slave to sin. But if the Son shall make you free, the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free from that enslavement indeed. And that is the freedom that you need first and foremost. That is the freedom from sin that you need first and foremost. And now, let's go on further and see what you can get when you come to Jesus. Like I said, he has come to set man free. Now, if you are free from sin, you have to also know that the first man, Adam, committed sin that brought the old human race under the bondage of sin. That is, we human beings were born with that sinful nature. Because we were born with that sinful nature, even if you have never sinned since you were born, you are still a sinner by nature. And that nature of sin is the root of all the sinful lifestyle you have been living. And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ has come to set you free from. That's why he said, he that committed sin is a slave to sin. But if the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And he comes to make you free from sin and from sinful nature. Now, when you are free from sin, I will tell you some other things you are going to get as benefits of being delivered from sin. First of all, is that you have a freedom in your heart, you have a liberty in your soul, and so every weight will have been lifted off you. You can feel that when the heavy weight of guilt is removed from you, so that you can approach the throne of heaven in prayer freely, without anything hindering your prayer. That is the fundamental thing that Christ has come to do for mankind, and it has been done. The price has been paid on the cross, and you are only to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and come unto him, as he has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, said the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's inviting you to come unto him so that you can now enjoy the freedom that he has already provided for. Now I said, well, after you are delivered from sin, there are many benefits that ought to follow the freedom from sin. Let's see some of the things that came through the sin of Adam. Because when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, the punishment put upon them said there will be poverty. In Genesis chapter 3, beginning from about verse 16, God was putting the judgment upon Eve, upon Adam, and upon the serpent. But he also promised the Messiah the salvation. And you see what he told Adam in verse 17. Because he said, and to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now that talks about what? Poverty, sorrow, evil things, sad things happening to mankind. Now he went forward and said, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Now thorns and thistles simply says there will be hardship through labor. That is part of a punishment. Poverty is what will be the result of that. And in verse 19 says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. In the sweat of his face, so that there will be a lot of hardship, famine, the land not producing enough, he has to be trying to break it down, and that will be back-breaking hardship that will cause poverty. In the end, he said, he will come down to the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. Now that was the heavy punishment upon Adam that brought the old human race unto death, and physical death. And for that to be implemented, it was the devil, Satan, that was implementing it, not God. Satan was the one that was pulling Adam and all human race down to dust, using sicknesses, using accidents, using every evil thing that could kill. And it was the devil that was doing that. Now, if the sin of Adam has been forgiven to mankind, then those results that follow sin of Adam should and has been removed from mankind. So for this, Christ has provided the way. When you come to him, this is what he has promised to you. When you come to Jesus and he delivers you from the bondage of sin, like we said earlier on, in Mark chapter 16, this is what Lord Jesus Christ promised to those that follow him. So God didn't make that automatic. Now that he didn't make the deliverance from sin automatic for the whole human race, even though the provision has been made, the sacrifice is for the whole human race. Jesus Christ died for you that is listening to me. Whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in him or not, he died for you. He made the provision for you so that you can come, believe, hear this gospel, believe in it, and receive the deliverance from the chains and shackles of sin, so that you can enjoy the liberties that we are talking about today. Now, if you don't believe, you don't partake of it, and then it's your fault to go to hell. But for you to be acceptable in the eyes of God, you've got to believe that gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died for you. No matter what your religion is now, Jesus Christ died for you. No matter whether you believe in him or not, he died for you, for the old human race, to remove that bondage of sin, to remove that sinful nature, to remove the curse that Adam brought to the human race under that curse. Jesus Christ came to remove it. And you say, where is it written in the Bible? The whole Bible is full of it. Because in the letters of Apostle Paul, he said, by one man, death came into the world through the sin of Adam. But by another man, through the righteousness of one man, Jesus, life has been brought into the world through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who died for us. God made his sacrifice on the cross, his death on the cross, a sacrifice for souls. And that was what the prophecies, all the prophets were prophesying before he came, that he was to make his soul a sacrifice for sin. Isaiah chapter 53, the book of prophet Isaiah chapter 53, listed everything before the Messiah come. Before he came, almost over 1,000 years, I believe, before Jesus Christ came, Isaiah prophesied, telling about the crucifixion, telling about how the Lord Jesus Christ would die on the cross. And he said in Isaiah chapter 53, from verse 5, he said, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before our shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. You can see that when he was brought before Pilate during the day of his crucifixion, that he opened not his mouth. Verse 8 went for Isaiah, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and will be rich in his death. Because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Do you hear that? God made the soul of Jesus the offering for sin. That was the prophecy that was fulfilled when Jesus Christ went to the cross. That was why we said he died for you. An offering for sin, for the sin of mankind. And that was prophesied that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent in the book of Genesis. Now, when you believe and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, if you accept him today and we pray over for you, the Lord shall set you free from that chains of sin so that the sinful nature can be removed from you. Now, after you are delivered from the sinful nature, here is what the benefit you will begin to enjoy. Jesus Christ was talking to the disciples before he went up after the resurrection. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he commissioned us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen to the signs. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, listen to that. Those are the fringe benefits that will begin to follow you when you have Jesus Christ. He's going to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will begin to indwell you, and you will be speaking in another language when you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you are prayed for, and you repent from your sin, as I've said. And these fringe benefits will begin to be yours. And he also give you power over sickness. I said Christ has come to deliver mankind, to set man free from all the bondages. And if you look into the life of human race, what has been the fear of mankind? What has been the fear that mankind has been fearing? They fear death. That has been our arch enemy. The arch enemy for mankind and for everything living on this planet is physical death. But you know, that exactly is what Jesus Christ came to set us free from. Not just from the fear of it, even to set mankind free from death so that we can live without dying. Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he mentioned this to make you to know that he has come to set man free. He said that if you know, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth, Jesus is the truth, and he will make you free when you know him truly. Christ promised that after we are delivered from sin, all these things, all those evil things that follow sin into the world, ought to be removed from us, and by faith you can begin to enjoy the benefits of deliverance from all those evil things that follow sin to the world. One of the evil things that follow sin into the world is diseases and sicknesses. But when you come to Jesus, he gave you power over sicknesses and diseases. That is why what I just read to you said, these signs shall follow them that believe. You will lay your hand on the sick and they shall recover. Because Christ has come to set us free. Free from all our bondages. So you that is listening to me, maybe you are listening in an hospital. You are sick and have been diseased. If you will believe and turn your life over into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is ready right by your side to set you free even from that bondage of that disease and sickness. He has given us the power to cast out devils. Devils that cause sickness can be casted out just like that by the word of our mouth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will pray at the end of this broadcast, and if you join and agree with me, that prayer will be yours, and you will be set free from that, your sickness and disease. Because sickness and disease is also a bondage. Just think of it. Anytime you are sick and afflicted, you cannot move around like you want to. You see all your friends running around playing in the spleen and on the field, you cannot because you are sick and you are diseased. Or you are diseased in the hospital, you look through the window, you see every other people walking up and down cheerfully, but you are like incarcerated in that hospital. It's a bondage. But Jesus Christ said, you can be made free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Sin has been the cause of all those evil things. Let sin first be delivered from your life, so that now sicknesses also will be removed, because Jesus Christ promised it. It's part of the atonement that sicknesses should be delivered, should be removed from mankind. Individual, of course, individual has to believe. The just shall live by faith. Also, what came through sin? Death, physical death. And look at what Jesus Christ said. You have to remember this. When Jesus Christ came to the world and he gave all these utterances, you know that some of those are so deeply engraved in the soul of men that they cannot easily throw it away. It's like physical death. The old humanists have assumed that death is a must, a necessity. So that will be the last enemy to be destroyed, the last thing to be revealed, the last thing to be able to be understood, that Jesus Christ has also delivered mankind from death, if you only believe it. Apostle Paul went to Athens to preach, and when he was preaching about Jesus Christ, when he came to talking about Jesus Christ's resurrection, they laughed. They thought, because the scientists in Athens has already concluded it, that anyone dies is not coming back. So when they heard that Paul said somebody came back, they laughed. They thought this must be a sham. But we know Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It was not a sham. It was reality. Because he is the power. He has power over life and over death. He came back alive by himself. So that is what we are. And Jesus Christ also made this mention of it. He said, as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. Do you hear that? He has life to quicken whomsoever he will. And he said, as the Father quickened the dead and raised up the dead, he said, the Son also will quicken whom he will. This is in John chapter 5, from verse 30 to verse 39, you see all of those things that the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here. In John chapter 5, from verse 19, actually, in verse 21, it says, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened whom he will. That is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that he used to raise up the dead. He has also given it to the church, that we should raise the dead. When he commissioned the apostles, he said, heal the sick and raise the dead. In short, he's telling us that this power is also available to everyone that we believe, that you can live forever in Jesus Christ, and so you can also call the dead back to life. Look at what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8, verse 51. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Well, the Jews couldn't believe that, because that would be the toughest thing to believe, even for non-Jews, for anyone, because they have already assumed death is a must for all mankind. Death has reigned for thousands of years, and no one has been able to stop death from reigning. However, Jesus Christ said, if you keep my saying, ye shall never see death. So what are we saying then? We are saying Jesus Christ has come to set man free from all the bondages of fear. Whatever has been our fear from Adam, Christ has come to set mankind free. Fear, the fear of death, Christ has come to set mankind free by taking over the power of death and by taking over our lives, so that we can live forever if we will follow him. The fear of sicknesses, Christ has come to set man free by giving us power over sicknesses. If we lay our hand upon the sick, they shall recover in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing he wants to do is to set us free from sin. The sinful nature has to be removed from us. And that is what the salvation from sin means, that he sets our spirit free so that we can sin no more. Now let me read to you Hebrews chapter 2, the book of Hebrews chapter 2, where the word of God says, he came to deliver them who through fear of death have been subject to bondage. Verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Christ, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death. That is the devil. Do you hear that? Jesus Christ died so that he might destroy death. And destroy him that has the power of death. Because it is the devil that has been killing mankind for years, for ages. And taking mankind captive. And taking them to hell. And when he couldn't take them to hell, the angels rescued them and take them to paradise. However, Christ allowed that same devil to take him in death so that he could defeat the death angel. And he defeated the death angel and came back alive by himself. And he said it before he was crucified. He said, I have the power to lay down my life and I have the power to take it again. No man taketh my life from me. So he became the champion for mankind to defeat the death that had been killing human race from Adam. And now he has the key of death and of hell. And he said, anyone that believe in me, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And that is what the Bible is saying here. He said that Christ, in verse 15, has come to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What has been your fear, man? What has been your fear, woman? The fear of death has made you to join occultic powers, your occultic groups. For fear of death and sicknesses, you have been paying money to some occult groups, or you have been spending your money of your life on doctors, on many things. All those bondages can be set free, that you'll be free from sicknesses and you'll be free from fear of death, because Christ can give you life forevermore. And that is what he promised. But you've got to believe first by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You've got to come to him first so that he can remove the sinful nature, because the root of all those things is the sin that we inherited from Adam. Even if you have never committed sin, the one you inherited from Adam is making you a sinner. He has to first remove that from you when you come and partake of the body of Jesus and of the blood of Jesus. When you repent and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he will fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit. And from there on, say, you shall lay your hand upon the sick shall recover. That's the power over sicknesses. And he said, if you follow my saying, if you keep my saying, you shall never see death. That is following the Lord Jesus Christ step by step, by in his word. He said, he is able, he has the power, not me. Jesus has that power to keep you alive, that you never die. Jesus Christ is the one that was behind the prophet that was taken away from this planet. Elijah the prophet was taken out of this planet without seeing death. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that did it for that prophet. The Bible says Enoch, one of the grandsons of Adam, disappeared from this planet without seeing physical death. It was the same Jesus Christ that did it. His going forth has been from of old, from everlasting, say the scripture. In fact, in that same gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51, Jesus Christ told them that verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That he has been before Abraham. He just manifested and took on a body and came as a human being. Now, that is Jesus that is able to save us from sin, from sicknesses, and from death. If you will accept him as your Lord and Savior, he is ready to save you. If you will accept him as your Lord and Savior, you will be free, set free from all the bondages. Jesus Christ said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That is what Christ has brought for mankind. Which other religious leader has brought that to you? No one. They tell you the codes of conduct, that if you do all this, maybe God will accept you. They were all pointing you to God, but this same God manifested in form of a human being and said, I am he. And he said, all that have come before me, they are thieves and robbers. And the sheep does not hear them. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. All the prophets have been pointing you to this God. But this same God that they have been trying to direct you to came down himself in form of Jesus Christ when he manifested on earth. That's why he rose again and went back to heaven. And he commanded us to preach this gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Let me pray for you right now. If you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you. Come into my heart right now and set me free from those bondages, from sin, from sickness, even from death, so that I have a hope of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening now, and I pray that the anointing, the blood of Jesus, apply to their souls and to their heart, that they've sinned no more. And let them accept Jesus in their heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And let the Holy Ghost be granted to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive you, the Holy Ghost. And I pray for them, O Lord God, from today, let them sin no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Write to us and we shall send you. Write to me and I will send you some more literature that will be edifying to you. This has been the Gospel Distribution Ministry. God bless you. Jesus is the answer to your problem. If the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let him set you free from sin, and all the sicknesses and death will be out of your way, because he will teach you how to walk with him. And if you keep his saying, you shall never see death. It's what Jesus Christ said. Believe in him, and he's coming soon, very soon. God bless you.